Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Tampa Bay shocked by Pittsburgh Steelers.
And they're a bad team,
got
Chris.
Demolished right. By Buffalo the week before. They are bad. Obviously, they had a spirited performance, but that there's no excuse. Tampa Bay, it is an ugly, ugly loss. Tom Brady did not play. Well, he was one of, I don't know that any Buccaneers played well when you lose to a team in the position of the Steelers. But Brady wasn't particularly good. And it came out, Rob, that he missed the Saturday walkthrough because he went to Robert Kraft, owner of the Patriots, obviously a good friend of his. And he went to Robert Kraft's wedding and missed the Saturday morning walkthrough. And
didn't fly with his team.
That's become a big story because of the way they lost. And clearly they didn't look prepared and they didn't play well. Now, Todd Bowles, the head coach, Rob, he comes out today and he addressed it. Here's what he said.
This is social media, right? We're all on it. We all mm-hmm. People look at Tom going to a wedding, missing what he missed, Saturday walkthrough meeting. They see the 11 days. And when you're losing, it becomes, that this guy's not as invested. He's treated differently. Is that fair to the rest of the team? Are guys in the locker room talking about it? What's your take on just from your perspective about him sort of perceptively getting special treatment?
He works as hard as anybody. Special treatment. There's been a few guys that missed some meetings and some practices for some special thing that just doesn't get publicized because they're not him. So it kind of comes with the territory. You don't worry about it too much.
Rob, here's what I think. Do I think Tom Brady would have played better had he been at that walkthrough? I don't think walkthroughs are you're doing too much. I mean, James Jones former receiver with the Packers. He was with us today on First Things First. He said, you know, walkthroughs are no big deal. I mean, you don't do anything. But so I don't know that it affected his actual performance. But here's what I'll say. Tom Brady has undermined the authority of Todd Bowles. And that started with the 11-day hiatus from training camp. And then the Wednesday practices, I don't think that's as big of a deal. Other players are taking off certain days. But this, Bill Belichick, Rob, wasn't at Robert Kraft's wedding. Because he told him, look, we got things to do this weekend, obviously, which is play football, and we'll celebrate, and, you know, we'll do it another time. Obviously, Kraft understood. No current Patriots
were
at the wedding. And so to me, Rob, what this does is undermine Todd Bowles in the eyes of the other players. And I think it takes away from Tom Brady's authority. And when you saw him upbraiding the offensive line, saying they weren't playing well, yelling at them, I don't doubt that some of those dudes were sitting there. And James Jones said it looked like the face. He brought this up. He said, you look at their faces. They're thinking, man, do your job. Now, and Rob, and we've said this before, obviously Brady's great. And I think of him as the GOAT. And I think everybody in that locker room respects him. But it doesn't matter who you are. We saw it with Michael Jordan. His last year in Washington, players who grown up idolizing him couldn't stand him. Not because he wasn't working hard, but just the attitude he was bringing. And they can do the same with Tom Brady. So I think it's undermining his own authority in the locker room, his ability to lead in the locker room. Everybody knows he hasn't been doing this for the past 21, 22 years, however long he's been playing. And now all of a sudden you're doing it and you're not playing well. Would you do it with Belichick? Would you do it with Arians? So I just think it's a negative for the team, a subtle negative that I think does show up on the field in certain ways.
I'm gonna say, Todd Bowles, shame on you. I'm serious, Chris, because ultimately he's going to be the one held responsible, okay, when other players decide they want to do their own thing as well and all kinds of issues, because it's not just, and you just said it, no Patriots or Bill Belichick didn't even go to the wedding. They're working, Chris. I heard Tom Brady with my own two ears say that he missed birthdays and weddings and funerals for the last 20 years. And now he's going to a Saturday night, a wedding in New York, and not flying with his team. And he took 11 days. You think he would have taken 11 days off with the Patriots? No. Tom Brady's not in. And you can't have it both ways, Todd Bowles. You can't ask everybody else to be in.
I'm out.
When your quarterback, your leader's not in. It ain't about the past. We know what he's done. Either you're in or you're out. Tom Brady's made it very clear. He's out.
I'm out.
F you, guys. I'm going to do what I want to do. We got it. Everybody's going through issues. Family issues, Chris, kids, wife, right? He's not the only one. And now to do this and then have a piss poor performance against a bad team? You're not flying. The last time Urban Meyer didn't fly with the team, Chris, you remember that? After they lost? Tom Brady
he
not.
He was gone a few weeks later.
Right. But Tom Brady not flying with his team, and you just said it. The only people who were there, Chris, like, were former players.
Right.
Nobody currently playing is going to a wedding on a Saturday night before a game. That's total disrespect to Todd Bowles, total disrespect to all of his teammates, and then to have the nerve to stand on the sidelines and chastise them and berate them for not playing well. I mean, that takes some balls. It just does.
I'm all for it. He's a leader and he's, you know, been doing that and that's fine. But it's not, Rob, here's my thing. it's not going to come off the same way, and it even can come off negatively. I don't know if it is or not, but it can come off negatively when you're not there. And I'm sure Brady feels like he's all in. But all we're saying is you have done it one way for 20-plus years.
And now you've changed it.
Every year of your career, and you've had a tremendous amount of success. And now you're doing it differently, and you're not, at least at this point, they're not having much success. And so what are we, I mean, come on. It's 2 and 2 equals 4. It's, you did it the one way and it worked. You're doing it this way and it's not working.
And Chris, you brought up.
And Rob, LeVar Arrington, you remember with the 11 days.
Right.
At training camp. And LeVar, who was obviously a former Pro Bowl player himself, he said, look, at some point we all grown men. I'm out here working my tail off. I know you Tom Brady and you the GOAT and all that, but still. These dudes are all prideful, Rob. These dudes all got egos. They were superstars at some point.
Right, that's how they made it to the NFL. And I'm with them. And I just think, of all people, Chris, Bill Belichick wouldn't even entertain the idea, right? That's the owner of his team who's paid him for the last 20-some-odd years, right? You don't think he wanted to be a part of the wedding celebration?
Absolutely.
Of course he did. Absolutely. But he had bigger fish to fry. Yep. I wish some player would have said, oh, I want to go to the owner's thing. Bill would have been like, well, you're not coming back here after
right.
you go to
you're
the
not playing.
You're not playing. Are you kidding? You must
you can
be
go
crazy.
Go and stay there.
Exactly.
Go on the honeymoon with him.
Anything
but
else?
Let me ask you this, Rob, quickly before we go to the listeners. Are you writing off Tampa as a contender in the NFC?
I don't know. This whole football season, I'm not convinced of all these teams with the big records. I'm not. So I don't know. There's a long way to go. You still got 11 games.
Right.
So I'm
it's
not
really
there.
Early.
You know what I mean? I mean, look at all the teams that are struggling. Look at the Jets and the Giants and all these other teams and right. who are doing well. I'm just not – I'm still not buying
you
yet.
Obviously got to take them over the Giants.
I you know mean, what I mean? Right.
Well,
I'm just not
yeah.
there yet. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not writing them off almost out of default because right. the NFC just said –
it's
Philly
crazy.
Is clearly at this point, you would say the number one
Green
team.
Bay's
and
terrible.
Dallas is number two, right? Green Bay's right.
terrible.
San Francisco just
lost to Atlanta.
The
they
Rams
got blown
aren't
out.
Good.
The Rams,
right.
the Rams,
Rams
won,
aren't
Chris,
good.
And they look terrible winning that game.
Yep, I gotta be honest, Rob. This is the worst conference I've seen in a while.
Yeah, it is. It is very, very weird. Very weird.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, they're still in the hunt, but.
They're not
you
under
know,
500.
They
they're 3-3. I mean,
right.
Chris, they can win 8 games in a row and then be 11-3. I'm just saying. It's
they
not
just got to turn it around because this isn't. It just doesn't look good, and it's not a good way to end. If indeed this would be the last year of his career.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us.
Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Dave Roberts, reports are that he's expected to be back with the Dodgers. And look, we've had Dave Roberts on the show. I mean, from our interactions with him, Rob, but even just talking to other people, really seems like a great guy and obviously has had success with the Dodgers.
He won a World Series, Chris. The only one they've won in the last 33 years, he won. I mean,
right. So it's, I mean, it's not like a travesty that he's going to be back. But let's just keep it real. They keep failing in the postseason. Like you said, they won it in the strike or the COVID shortened year.
Right. That was,
and I'm not taking anything away from that.
They won the championship. Right. In Arlington, you remember, Chris, in the World Series bubble.
Yeah, we'll call it the bubble.
Yes, which is fine. I mean,
right.
But, Chris.
What do you think about this?
First off, I think Dave Roberts, and this is just me, Chris, if I'm going to continue to manage here for the Dodgers, I need some freedom. Are you certain
that he is not calling the shot?
I think a lot of it is scripted. Like they, you know, like you.
I agree.
You ever see the big menu that some NFL coaches have, Chris,
yes,
where they script out the first 15 plays? Yeah,
so
whatever it is, it doesn't matter what's going on. We're running these 15
right
plays,
right?
And they have a philosophy with the Dodgers that, you know, after the five innings or whatever, when they start to hit for the third time against a pitcher, the numbers show, Chris, you hit better the third time around. But sometimes you have to look at it and say, he's pitching great.
Right.
Don't take a guy out just because. If he gets in trouble, Chris, then you take him out. And that's the issue that I have. I get it. As soon as you see a hard hit ball or a warning track or somebody gets a hit, Chris, then you could go get them and say, okay, you didn't do that the first five innings. That's the hardest ball they've hit
right
off you. Okay.
Right.
I see a crack in your stuff.
Right.
But to just take guys out, and I believe that Dave has been able to survive all these disappointments, Chris, because he's doing what they want him to do. He's the good soldier. I think that's why. Because I know before they won in 2020, remember they had a couple of really disappointing postseasons. They won a division 8 out of 9 years.
Yep.
And got one World Series. This is like the Atlanta Braves, all right, from the 90s.
No, it's exactly like that. I tend to agree. I don't know 100%. You know, it just seems like you said, I'm not going to call him a puppet, but
right,
like they're dictating to
they
him.
They dictate too much
and
to him.
And maybe that's why they keep him. Because it's like, he's not making the decisions anyway. It's not him making a bad call, putting in the wrong player. It's us.
Right.
I mean, and then you don't know, the next guy we go out and get is he going to be as accommodating, if you will?
Probably, and they probably won't hire him, because if they believe in it. But I just think it's unfair for Dave to get all the brunt of it, Chris, because nobody – Friedman's the general manager. And as well as he's done, okay, he was in Tampa Bay with Joe Maddon. They got to the World Series. They didn't win anything, okay? They put together a good team, Chris. Yep. But they never won. And in the Dodgers, he's been here, I think, 8 years now or seven or something like that. And they keep, doing great regular season. They won 111 games. But they haven't won enough for me. Friedman hasn't won enough to continue doing what they've been doing. And I think that's where you have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, this has worked in the regular season, but the postseason is a different animal. And I told you, I picked the Padres because of their pitching. And it happens a lot. And if you don't have pitching and you're not – and when you have good pitching, you just can't take that guy out.
That's the most important thing.
Yes, it's pitching.
We've talked about analytics ad nauseum. And my thing is, if you're taking anybody out in the fifth inning just because he's about to face the lineup for the third time, that doesn't tell you who's a gamer. Some guys rise to the occasion, Rob, in big games in the seventh inning when the arm's not quite as strong as it was, but they're gamers. And some guys who you might put in there for an inning, he might not be a gamer.
You know what happened last night? Gerrit Cole gave you seven innings. That's an ace, Chris. That's a must-win game. You're not going to some bullpen guy who doesn't have the stuff that you have. He went out there and gutted it. It wasn't an easy game. Get the Guardians had runners on base. He had to get out of. He made big pitches. That's what I'm talking about. That's a gamer.
I also think, Rob, at some point, how long could you sit there and be dictated to? And like you said, especially when you're the one being criticized.
You get criticized left. He's getting beat up.
And again, I don't know.
I don't know what degree. I'm with you on that. I don't, but I what do the, get the sense. Yeah,
but I do too. And I do think that they're heavily dictating to him. That's just my opinion. But I think you started off saying at some point, like Dave Roberts may need to go to them. And maybe it would cost him his job, right? So I don't know. Maybe that's why he's not doing it. But say, look, let me do it my way. Buck Showalter did it, and I get it. They got bounced.
But they won 101 games. He made them contenders, and he's old school, Chris.
Yo, yeah. He wouldn't put up with some of this stuff that's going on. And finally, Rob, I'll say this. Because if we take, like you said, don't let a pitcher go three times around the lineup. If you take that to the nth degree, Rob, do we get to a point where basically you got, seven guys throwing one or two innings apiece?
That's what
I mean, really. I got seven dudes that throw 95 to 100.
And that's what they think is like, we're better off bringing in those guys at top, speed with their arms, Chris, because they're only pitching an inning or so, compared to a guy who's already been through the lineup for a third time. I mean, that's the mentality. But I'm going to tell you, the Padres, their three best starters, Chris, they all pitch like seven innings. They all pitch.
Are they lean a little? I mean, we've always said analytics has a place in the game.
We're not dinosaurs.
We just don't think it should have the final say. That's it. When the Red Sox won it, Rob, it was a mix.
It was a mix.
So, yeah. So, I don't know, Rob, how this is going to sit with fans. I don't know what fans in L.A. because it sends the message that you're fine with, getting close.
Well,
being
Chris,
great during the regular season.
I listen to local AM 570 radio in L.A. and it was, they are so hot. They want him
really?
Out.
So they want Roberts out?
Yep, because that's what they see as the manager.
Right.
And they want him. They want him out. And they're tired of it. They're tired of losing in the playoffs when they have great regular seasons. Yep. It's become old hat. Like, enough. Like, they set a franchise record of 111 wins. And again, it meant nothing.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Rob, there was an imagined quarterback controversy started by none other than Jerry Jones.
Right.
I guess he got what he wanted. I mean, obviously, he got the wins. They went 4-1 without Dak, so that was good, but I just think he got what he wanted, Rob, in that it kept the Cowboys very much in the news, very much front and center. And so, you know, he started it, but some fans and even a few commentators, Rob, I saw really bought into it, like ex-players, a couple, not most, but
Chris,
some.
We talked about this on Thursday before I took off, you know, Friday to go to, right? We talked about the perfect scenario for Dak, didn't we?
And that was it. I mean, I think perfect maybe could they have won and Cooper played poorly?
Yeah, but
I don't know. I mean, they're still 4-2.
But you know what I'm saying,
right? They're
still
very much in the hunt. No, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
And nobody was wishing for him to play poorly or anything.
Except Dak.
Right, except Dak
put
privately.
Hook him up to a truth,
a lie detector. Have a bad game, don't three picks, all right? That'll be great, and then everybody
there
will want me
right.
back.
Right, it's totally, Rob, it erased.
Right, everything
it
that
erased.
He did, everything he did got erased in one game. Ready? Are you ready for prime time? Because he could have played well or decent, and they still could have lost, and you go like, well, he played pretty well. So the defense gave it up, or something happened here, or whatever. And that wasn't the case. He had three picks, and he didn't play well. And we talked about this, and I'm not surprised. Because what do we talk about? Chris, he's not doing that much. You know, like, let's be honest. They were winning, but he wasn't
Mike
doing
McCarthy
that much.
And Kellen Moore credit.
Yes.
They knew what to do. They went vanilla. They went basic.
No sprinkles.
Yep. That's right. And it worked. And here's what the only thing I'll say, though, Rob, because, you know, we agreed that it's no controversy. Dak should be the starter when he's able to come back. But I thought what Cooper did, Rob, was he played well enough, and obviously they kept winning, where, you know, Dak could really get fully healthy, or at least, you know, as fully healthy as you need to be able to play fairly well. And so they benefited from that. But here's what I'll say. Well, let me couch it a few ways. If Cooper had come out and played a really good game, like a great game, 280 yards, 300 yards passing, whatever, and they win, or even if he had just led a comeback last night, because remember, they were down big, and then he got them within three, not just him, but they got within three
right.
early in the fourth. So had he been able, maybe makes a big touchdown
if they
pass,
came back from where they were down last night, Chris, and won that game, are you kidding? Then there would have been talk.
Well, so had he done that, Rob, I still think, you know, Dak would have started against Detroit. But had Dak had a bad game,
you mean,
had they lost to Detroit, then there would have been a lot of talk about go back to Cooper, right? And I think, like, Dak would not have been able to have a few bad games without people starting, well, we did go 4-1 without, or at this case, it would have been 5-0 with Cooper. But I'll say this. So I think that ends. But I will say this, though, Rob. If they lose to Detroit, and I think this is unrealistic, but if they lose to Detroit and Chicago, Dak doesn't play well, like maybe some people might say, well, the finger's still bothering him or whatever, but he doesn't play well, and they lose those two games, I do think fans will, not all, but some fans, a good number, a significant number, will clamor for Cooper. Do you disagree?
I disagree. I think the Cooper story's over. I think that last night
they call them fanatics.
I get it. That's where fan is derived from, Chris. But I do believe, like, last night was his moment. That was his chance, Chris, to really sway people because of what it represented. The Eagles were undefeated on the road. Everybody wrote the Cowboys off. If he played a great game, or engineered this unbelievable comeback, they were down big in that game. People would go like, hey, the real deal. But yesterday, Chris, as you have been saying for weeks, that he's going to turn into a pumpkin, he turned into a pumpkin. It was the big pumpkin. And I think a lot of Cowboy fans cooled on him last night.
I tend to agree, but Detroit and Chicago.
I get who they're playing.
Your nemesis, Dan Campbell.
Yeah, okay. Dan wins that one. Where is that game?
You
is
see
it in Detroit?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Because you know, they haven't won a road game since in the Dan Campbell era. I don't know where that game is.
No, it's in Dallas.
Yeah.
It's in Dallas. That's there you go. You lose
at home to Detroit.
A home game, Detroit's first road win under Dan Campbell.
In 2 years, yeah.
And Chicago's at home, too. I mean, Rob, honestly, the schedule's worked out perfectly for Dak.
Right, it is. It's a great scenario.
You're coming home, yeah. And they got the Packers after that. We'll see if they're playing well.
We don't know by then, yeah, right.
But, you know, he's coming against a couple bad teams at home. They should definitely win these next. And I think they will. I think, Rob, I just think what they need to do is not be as vanilla as they have been. Ratchet it up a little. You can do more, obviously, with Dak. But still, the formula of great defense, a big run game. I thought Zeke, Rob, looked better than I've seen him in a long time.
Yeah,
last
he had, a little pep in his step.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Even running towards the sidelines, Chris, you know what I mean?
Like, you mean when he ran that touchdown?
Yeah.
He had to outrun those guys. So
yeah, that was a turn back the clock.
Yep. So I just think they need to stick with that formula and not try, you know, you don't need Dak to throw for 350 yards. If he does, God bless him. But that doesn't need to be like the way we win.
The game plan, right.
So, I'll say this, Rob. Look, Philadelphia, I do think they're for real. In this conference of weaklings, they're for real. But I think when Dallas gets Dak back, they should be able to beat Philadelphia. Both defenses are tremendous. I know they went at Micah Parsons yesterday. He had some moments, but they went at him, and they did a good job.
They did. He looked mortal yesterday.
Yeah, they went at him. But they'll adjust. Dan Quinn is about as good as he gets on that side of the ball. And I think they'll adjust for the second game when they play him again. And if Dak plays last night, Rob, like I said, they were within three early in the fourth quarter. That game was in doubt. If Philly doesn't score that late touchdown, who knows what happened. And on Cooper's third pick, Rob, now I don't know that it was even his fault because he was under duress and, you know, pressured as he was throwing. So he kind of had to throw off his back foot or something. But that if Dak's playing, maybe Dak can make that throw. And because, see, I think it was Lamb was wide open, whoever it was. And it just was a bad ball, terribly underthrown. So I think that Dallas, when they get right, I don't really trust them because how can I, right? It's been a quarter of a century of them not being trustworthy. But I just think, Rob, potentially, if Dak can come back and be good and make some plays, then I think they could be able to beat Philly.
Yeah, I mean, they were right there with three interceptions and a poor performance by Cooper Rush. So I'm with you on that. But I think the Cooper Rush story is over. I just do. I think, unless there's an injury, but I think even Jerry, after watching last night, I don't know what he would be going around, you know, banging the drum for Cooper Rush. You know, I think that would be weird.
No, I think, look, the players and the coaches know. If they lose a couple games, I don't think they'll be clamoring for Cooper. But fans, fanatics, well, yeah!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!